This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A former employee of abortionist Kermit Gosnell became the third to offer testimony indicating his victims were indeed alive. Ashley Baldwin worked for Gosnell as a 15-year-old high school student. Pro-life advocates are utilizing social media in an event targeting Friday, April 12, as a day to break the news boycott on the Gosnell murder trial. And legislators on Capitol Hill are beginning to also speak out against both the media and White House silence on the charges levied in the Gosnell case. Parents of children who have survived RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, understand the treatment needed. However, under Obamacare, new guidelines could restrict or deny successful treatment for suffering children, something that would lead to pneumonia and death. It is the new tip of the iceberg showing that healthcare rationing may be coming to children first. A disproportionate number of those affected with RSV are blacks. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other news, the Texas House of Representatives fought hard, but in the end, Planned Parenthood remains out of the loop for state funding. A sixth abortion business is closing in Michigan State, and in Alabama, a doctor who lost his license now continues to practice doing abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.